paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
WGN Chicago, home of many things, and probably most important of all, home of the Chicago Cubs, the beloved Chicago Cubs. We've talked only about heavy news for the last, seems like forever. Let's talk about something fun. Let's talk about baseball and the boys of summer and stuff like that. And you know who we haven't talked to? Don Baylor, who's the new manager of the Cubs. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you doing?
Real good, thanks.
Where are you? Somewhere nice and warm today?
In Southern California.
Yeah, you poor devil. Don Baylor, as you all know, formerly hitting coach for the Atlanta Braves, manager of the Colorado Rockies, an American League Most Valuable Player, a guy who has an extensive history in baseball, both in management and on the field. Do the talents translate, Don? Does a good player usually make a good manager, or are they entirely different games?
Well, I think the players that he's managing, I think, dictates a lot of that. They sometimes elevate you to the next level. You know, when they start having good years, hopefully you start making better decisions, and that's what I've kind of noticed. And you know, when you're down in the trenches as a manager, it's no different than being a player. You know, they expect to succeed too, and I expect the same thing as a manager.
Do you feel that you have a stronger identity with what the players are going through, with their ups and downs? Do you feel that you have perhaps a better understanding of what their life is like on a day-to-day basis?
Well, the physical part, you know, when they make errors and things, those things are going to happen. But the things I believe they should know, throwing to the right bases and, you know, those type of things, knowing the signs, when to go, when not to go, those are the things I kind of get upset with. You know,
basics win ball games, though, don't they?
Yeah, those little things do. Yeah. Gene Mock used to say, you know, if you do all the little things, you don't have the big things to worry about.
I suppose that's true. Why Chicago? You had, you know, obviously a very, very good reputation, a very big name, and you were being wooed, I guess, for want of a better term, by certainly other organizations. Why the Cubs? The Cubs have had a troubled history, probably the best fan base in all of Major League Baseball. I'm sure you know that. But year after year after year, disappointing results.
Well, the fan base had a lot to do with my decision. You know, when you're on the other sideline, you notice, even in Denver, sometimes I wonder if we were at home. You know, there's so many people that pull for the Cubs. You know, you just go just about everywhere, and you find that out. And I like to be a part of that excitement, just to eventually win one of these days and just kind of find out what that situation is all about, too. And you can't really turn down Wrigley Field. You know, they've had a great history there, and I was looking for an organization that had stability and a great fan base, and why not the Chicago Cubs?
Don, this is Dave Ennett. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
We spoke the day you were hired at Wrigley Field, and I know you're just coming back off a vacation. You had filled a couple of spots on your coaching staff, and I'm wondering what's next on your plate right now to get done?
Well, we're still trying to get done the bench coach, trying to find a very good and strong will pitching coach. And once I do that, everything else will probably fall in place. And so it wasn't too much of a vacation. I was on the phone a lot, and but it was time to kind of sit back and reflect a little bit on what happened in the World Series and see what I have ahead of me.
Have you been on the phone yet with Sammy Sosa and or any of your other players?
Not just yet. They just finished the season also, and so have I. But somewhere around Thanksgiving, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm pretty sure I have the list of all the players, which traditionally I like to do, and saying, you know, stay away from the table. Don't be putting on too many pounds here, you know. So that's about the time I call players.
Have you received assurances from Ed Lynch and Andy McPhail? And as a matter of fact, the Tribune Company as a whole, that they will be supportive in your efforts. I assume you're going to go out and make a winning team.
Well, that's my number one goal, and I hope that's their goal.
Are they going to give you the ponies and the money and the backing to do that?
Well, I think we can do it in a way that we can all agree. I'm not going to go out and say, we have to sign the top guys out there. You know, everybody's talking about trading for Griffey or, you know, when A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez becomes a free agent. You know, some of those things that really disrupt your entire club. You know, you have a nucleus there with Grace and Sosa, and we just have to put together the winning ideas and the winning thoughts. And yeah, it's going to take money to do those things, and we've talked about that in the interview process, and they've assured me that they will make the club better.
What kind of reports are you getting on Kerry Wood?
They've been outstanding. They've really tried to pull the reins back with him. He's going to throw off the mound for the first time December 1st. I'll go over and look at him, and everybody's excited about him. They said he's throwing the ball great, so I know he's dying to get on the mound. So I'm going to just have to kind of curtail that and just hopefully that he comes back in a great way. Everybody thinks he will.
You know about the Chicago Cubs fan convention in January?
I've heard about it.
Man, you won't believe it, Don. You will not believe it. We get thousands of people in the middle of wintertime just stomping and rooting for the Cubs. It's a wonderful thing, and I guess we'll see you there, right?
I will be there. Right, that's buddy. One of the first things I agreed to.
I'll see you there.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Don Baylor, the manager of the Cubs.